You've been listening to The Skies Have Eyes with The Revelator. Up next, we have the Alexandria Archives with your host, Morning Wood. But first, it's your top-of-the-hour catch-up. This Wednesday is the final round of the National Pog Championships, where AU faces her old rival, Miskatonic. The AU Women's Division is the anticipated favorite to win, while the men's team is not expected to make it past the first round, much like our national soccer teams. WHAU would also like to thank the following individuals for their contributions to the station. Daniel Foytick and Amber Collins of The Lift Podcast, a chilling and whimsical look into what a person would do when given a choice that will change their lives forever. Find them on victoriaslift.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you stream your podcasts. We'd also like to thank Alex Flanagan and Addison Peacock of the Cryptid Keeper podcast, an incredibly entertaining in-depth look into the world's strangest creatures of legend, also available wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, support for WHAU is brought to you by the Pamela White Foundation, whose thousand-year mission is dedicated to the idea that all people are probably good at something. Probably. And listeners like you. It's WHAU, the WOW signal. Stay with us.
Good morning, good evening, and Ia Ia Wendigos. You're listening to WHAU, the WOW signal, and it sure is a foggy night out there. I couldn't see my hand in front of my face on my way to the station. Luckily, I had those big neon lights to guide me home sweet home. I have to wonder what kind of trouble you crazy kids are getting up to out there tonight, so let's find out. Caller 1, you're on the air.
Is this Miss Wood?
This is morning. Sorry, who am I talking to tonight?
My name is Victoria. Am I on the radio?
You sure are, sweetheart. Isn't it a little past your bedtime, though? Do your parents know you're on the phone?
I'm afraid not. Been a long time since I've seen my parents. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about him.
About who? Listen, honey, it's pretty late.
Oh, yes. It's the witching hour. And that's why he's awake. It has to be done now, you see. Before the light of the moon touches the sacred circle. He's been very naughty.
Who are you talking about?
One of your listeners, I'm afraid. He's been very, very naughty. See, he doesn't like it there at your school. So he's decided he's going to make it all go away.
Well, this isn't an awfully big school, but it'd be pretty hard to make it disappear nonetheless. So, what is this listener? An amateur Houdini? A sinister illusionist?
Worse than that, he's an arcane dabbler of the most reckless kind. That is, he's already achieved some measure of success. He's made his roommate terribly sick. But it wasn't strong enough, the enchantment. So he's going to try again. Only this time, he's going to make it stick. And he plans to catch all of Alexandria University in his web.
Are you saying we're in danger?
Oh no, he won't succeed, you see. He hasn't got it in him. But he still has to make the choice. He knows it's wrong. He really does. He's been angry for so long, all alone, rejected by his peers. It's his own fault, of course. He thinks he's better than them. That's why he hasn't got many friends. People would like him better if he'd just be a little kinder.
We all make mistakes. It's how we learn from them that makes us who we are. So it sounds like our boy, has he got a name?
He knows who he is. He's listening right this second.
Okay then. It sounds like our boy here is preparing to unleash some kind of evil juju on the university community if he gets the nerve up. But there's still a chance he'll change his mind. So, listen up, Wendigo. You're not a one-man army. You've got no right taking anyone else down with you. Just think about all the innocent souls on this campus right now. The ops kids, our champion cheerleaders, that one girl from the anime club who's always wearing cat ears. And ask yourself, do they deserve what you've got in store for them? Surely you can think of at least one person who doesn't.
He's approaching the circle. He can still hear you.
Come on, Wendigo, listen up. It's not too late to make the right choice here. Our caller is giving you the opportunity to own up and save yourself. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to prove everyone right who's doubted you, or are you going to take the chance to do the right thing and stand down?
I'm afraid he didn't like that.
No one has the right to play with other people's lives. That goes for you too, Miss Victoria.
Me too. I think I've been very fair to your caller. I gave him the choice, after all. We must all face the consequences of our choices, don't you think?
But who are you to decide the consequences of those choices?
That's a good question. One that I'm afraid I haven't got the answer to. Not yet, anyway. But maybe someday. I'll ring you back when I know. By the way, I'm afraid your listener didn't make the right decision. He stepped into the circle. Only, he's not in the circle. Not anymore. He's in an unfamiliar building, looking down a long hallway. There are doors on the hallway, and at the end of it, a lift. My lift. I've got him now, and I'm afraid I can't just let him go.
So, AU is safe?
For now, as safe as it can be, anyway. Your university is a very curious place. I don't think I'd like it much more than you'd like my home. But everyone has their own normal, I suppose. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Miss Wood. But I've got to go now. I have a visitor to see to.
Wait, Victoria? Well, that was weird. We really do get all kinds of interesting characters on this show, don't we, Wendigos? And I don't know about you, but I sleep all the more soundly for them. But now it's time to get down to business. We're cracking open the Alexandria archives. There was more to Little Miss Victoria than there seemed. It reminds me of another story we got here at the archives a while back. A file pulled from a digital recorder that was found abandoned in the hedge maze. Let's get started, shall we?
Okay, looks like it's recording. Dee, I'm sorry for cutting out on you. I dropped my phone at the Suffolk Chevron and completely shattered the screen. I can't even tell if it's still on or not. Anyway, I picked up this shitty digital recorder in the last town so I can continue my notes on the Mabel Ann B&B. Overall, cute little place. But either the ghost encounters were severely exaggerated, or I made the haunts shy because I slept like the dead. No, you can't use that line. Final thoughts. Sweet little B&B with a darling owner, but the scare factor is a 2 out of 5. And that's just because I feel like being generous. They had good coffee. Okay, so since my phone has been sent to smartphone hell, I don't have my GPS, which is awesome. But I'm 99% positive if I stick on 32 here, it should lead me right into Cora Peak. Yep, there's the NC border. Not sure why you wanted me to come back here, Dee. I was here in September, there was nothing there then, and there won't be anything here now. Wait, hold on. Wait, did I get turned around? Is this still 32? Not sure who I'm asking here, Dee, but hang on, okay. Yeah, that sign says 32. Then this should be Cora Peak. What the fuck is Alexandria? Dee, I swear, I feel like I'm losing my mind here. I'm in this little town called Alexandria. I really hope you've heard of it, because I'll be goddamned if I ever have. I took the exact same route out of Suffolk, Virginia back in September. Crossed into North Carolina, and the first town was this little backwoods place called Cora Peak, I swear. I must have gotten turned around. I mean, it's a cute little place. Little shops, a lot of young people. Hold on, there's a banner hanging across the street. It says, watch the ladies of the Alexandria University bocce ball team crush those miskatonic pods. Aya, Wendigos. Women's bocce ball? Wait, Alexandria University? I've never heard of... And miskatonic pods? Who the hell? Okay, this is kind of freaking me out. I'm just gonna find a phone and call you. See, aren't you glad I'm telling you all this through a voice recorder? Okay, well, two things. One, bartender let me use her phone. Two, you didn't answer, so fuck you for that. And when did you change your message to the standard robot leave a message after the tone voice shit? You've had the same voicemail greeting for years. I don't like it. At least this bar is cool looking. It's got a kind of nautical motif going on. Didn't get the name of the place walking in, but there's a big picture of a boat over the bar. Or is that a ship? Never really knew the difference. Damn good beer.
All the questions will have to do with
must be a quiz night. That's cool. I love a good quiz night. Seems like all the questions are gonna be about this school I've never heard of, so I probably shouldn't bother. Here's a thing, Dee, that's really bothering the shit out of me. I've been to this state more times than I can count. If you asked me yesterday, I'd have told you I knew every campus. Hell, we did an entire blog post on the most haunted campuses in the Carolinas, remember? In 2012? I can't be the only person to have gotten turned around on their way to Corepeak and ended up here, but I honest to God don't remember making any out of the ordinary turns. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, yeah, another beer, please. Maybe I'll try the Eldritch Stout. Huh. Eldritch. Kind of an archaic term for a swamp town, but hey, who am I to judge? I make a living on creepy shit towns. Okay, so I have, Gwen, was it?
Yep, that's right.
So, are you from Alexandria?
Sure am. Born here, raised here. Are you from TV?
No, I actually write a travel guide for haunted places in the U.S. Freaky Nation. Maybe you've heard of it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So, you go to school here, I assume? To Alexandria University?
Sure do. Best school in the world.
How far are we from Corepeak?
I don't know what that is. Is that another school? I've never heard of it.
So first off, you're very pale.
Most of my kind are.
Okay. So what does Ia Ia Wendigos mean?
It's Ia Ia Wendigos. The Wendigo is the school mascot. I don't know what Ia Ia means. It might not mean anything. It might just be a cheer, like Oorah or Ole.
Ole means hooray. So they just read the answers. Apparently, this school's been here since before the Civil War. Seriously, how the hell could I never have heard of this school? Pre-Civil War campus with a cannibalistic mascot on the edge of a swamp? That's ghost story fucking gold. Okay, they're closing up and I guess I should leave. Ironclad, great bar. I bought a hat. Dee, I'm gonna be expensing it. Don't be a prick about it. This is a weird fucking town, girl. I'm watching a long line of kids in Indian war paint and chest pieces walking down the main street. The kid at the front is holding up a torch. The one at the back is like beating this drum. I'ma follow him. Dee, don't try to stop me. So, I followed the kids down the street. Turns out there's a big gate light building at the edge of the town. They used the torch to light a fire at the top. Like the beacons in Lord of the Rings. Gondor calls for aid! You know what I hate about the South? Blue laws. Where's a body supposed to find another drink around here? I've been walking around this town for an hour now. Alright, somehow made it out of the city proper, and now I'm walking along the edge of the swamp. It's kinda nice here, Dee. Swamp smells like shit. It's late, but I'm just not tired. No one around here has heard of Corepeak. Is it possible Corepeak's in South Carolina? Or Virginia? I mean, it's possible, but it doesn't seem likely. I mean, if it was... What was that? Shit, what the hell was that? Fuck, shit. Okay, I'm going back into town. It's a little too dark for all this nature. Thing about this town, Dee, no matter where you walk, you always feel like you're being watched. No matter how many times I look behind me, I swear, every now and again, I feel someone's breath on the back of my neck. Huh, I guess this is the campus proper. Did I ever tell you I never finished college, Dee? It's true, in my third semester, I... Someone's watching me. There's someone watching me. He's standing across the green. Dee, he's just staring at me. Christ, please don't come over here. Shit, I wish I had my phone. He isn't moving. He's just staring at me. He finally moved. After, I'm not kidding, a solid minute of him staring, he just turns around and walks into an old shed-looking thing. Maybe he's the groundskeeper? I don't know, but it was unnerving as shit. Remind me to make an appointment with my optometrist when I get back. I keep seeing these glowing balls of light zipping around me, but every time I think I've clapped my hands around one, when I look, they're empty. Well, college kids are the same wherever you go. I was walking past this building, I guess it's their drama department, because it had a sign out front saying, The Pocquiac Theater. As I'm turning the corner around the building, though, I get plowed into by some theater nerd in Shakespearean dress. Knocked me square on my ass. Instead of stopping and apologizing, he just keeps running. As I was getting up, another kid comes running around the corner, nearly plowing into me again, but he stopped on time, asked me if I saw where the kid in the weird clothes had gone, and I told him he'd just missed him. But he chatted with me for a minute, told me his name was Keith. But then I reached into my wallet to give him my business card, and when I looked back up, he was gone. Just poof. Kids. You're not gonna believe this. This place has an honest-to-God hedge maze. Like, straight out of The Shining, hedge maze. There's a gate over the front of it. I mean, I could slip through the opening here if I really wanted to. I shouldn't, though. It's wrong to trespass. Oh dear, my recorder seems to have fallen on the other side of the gate. Better get it. Dee, we have to come back here and do a story about this place. It's so fucking weird, I could write an entire blog post about it. I don't know how long I've been walking around this maze. Christ, I hope I'm not lost. Nah, I'm not lost. Yeah, I'm definitely lost. Shit. Okay, keep moving. There's a center to this place, which means that there's an X. What's that? Oh, they must have turned on some kind of floodlight at the center of this maze, because it's bright as hell. Jeez, what is that? It's getting brighter. I think I'm almost to the center. Christ, it's lighting up the trees. It's like daylight. Hang on, I think it's right around here. What the fuck? I don't know what I'm looking at. The maze just ends at a dirt road. It's daytime, Dee. Have I been walking all night? No, that can't possibly be right. Wait, there's a sign. It says... Hang on. It says Corapeak Bed and Breakfast? Corapeak. Well, I'll be goddamn.
I hope you enjoyed that Wendigos, and I've got another treat for you all tonight. We're announcing the winner of our I Knew the Answer MW contest. We got a lot of responses on Facebook and on Twitter at WowSignal that correctly translated our motto, Carnem Sapientiae Devoramus, or We Devour the Flesh of Knowledge. If you didn't get the wee bit, we didn't hold it against you. Conjugation was never my strong suit either. All correct entries were put into a randomizer, and I'm happy to announce that the winning Wendigo was PokeGeek151 on Twitter. Congrats, PokeGeek. You win one AU Crest t-shirt. Shoot us a DM with your information and we'll get it out to you ASAP. If you didn't win, it was completely random. It's nothing personal. Except for you. Yes, you. You know who you are. We'll be doing another contest like this in the future, so you'll have more opportunities to win some totally sweet Alexandria swag. Looks like we've got time for another call. Hello, you're on the air with Morning Wood.
Hey, MW, it's Kilt.
Kilt? Hey.
Have you tried any of the toddy recipes I sent? The weather's still a bit nippy.
Yeah, I tried the natty toddy, but you sound, slightly more female?
Well, yes, that's because I'm currently a woman. The line of work I'm in has some interesting side effects. It happens. But other than the constant chocolate craving, I'm fine. It'll probably wear off in a few hours, I think.
Okay.
Actually, I do have an issue that maybe you could help me set straight with your listeners.
Shoot.
I just got back from the King's Library on your campus, and someone complimented me on what a cool skirt I was wearing.
So what's the problem? Were they being sarcastic or something?
No, he was being genuine. However, it's not a skirt now, is it? It's a kilt.
I see.
What? This kilt was one of my great-great-great-great-grandfather's heirlooms, Captain Robert McBuzzles. He was Scottish, see? This is the same kilt he was wearing when he made the deal that started this whole Covenant Bob shit.
Okay, wait. There's a bit to unpack there. What's Covenant Bob?
It's an organization that apparently I'm just too fucking cool to be in, so I'm starting my own Covenant Bob chapter, dammit. As a legacy, that's my right. Hold on a sec, MW. No, Blue, I didn't eat all the Thin Mints. There's another box in the safe. Did you even look? Sorry, MW. Where was I? Oh yeah, fuck Covenant Bob.
I see that's a bit of a sore subject, so I'll move on to the kilt. You said it was an heirloom. Did he leave any others?
Well, yeah, there was that cool Victorian-era ball gown that didn't fit, and his awesome Union Army boat captain's jacket. But my younger brother Blue called dibs on that one. Anyway, that's not the reason for my call. Like I said, I had just gone to the King's Library and checked out these really cool books that are actually a game. It's called Dungeons & Dragons. Have you seen this shit?
Yeah, it's been out for a while now. My dad played it back in the late 70s, early 80s. He taught me how to play and even used to run campaigns for my friends and me.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm putting together a campaign. You want in? We're going to be playing at Necronama Comics and Games. You know the place?
Yeah, I know NCGs. They're the only place in town that sells Witch Planet.
Yeah, I rented the RPG room in the back. It has a fireplace, tall wingback chairs, smoking jackets. It's BYOCP, though, so you'll need to bring your own calabash pipe. Anywho, I'm thinking the group could really use a cleric or a paladin. The party's consistency right now is just hack, slash, and nuke. Not so good with defense or support. I mean, granted, I want to kill the players off, just not so quickly, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, but I really don't want to...
Oh, that's too bad. I would
play a cleric or a paladin, that is. I'll play a bard, though.
Oh, okay, great. We'll have the valet press a spare smoking jacket. Do you prefer cravat or ascot?
Definitely ascot. Then, maybe after a few drinks, we can also chat some more about this whole Covenant Bob thing, eh?
Oh? What kind of drinks?
Check your inbox. I just sent you a recipe for my version of a drink called a Dark and Stormy.
Okay, got it. Intriguing. Yes, I think I'll share this with Recursive. See you soon, MW.
Later, Kilt. Well, that's all the time we have tonight, friends. Stay inside, get your game on, or maybe just get some sleep, okay? It's dark out there.